Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the farm.
American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to talk with you, not at you or to you, but with you, about things going on America's family farms. The good things, things that need attention, the news, information from guests that will help make your farm experience better, more profitable. That's really what I'm anxious to do here. That's why I'm doing this program. I always try to start with a little bit of news that affects the agricultural community. Sometimes it's a particular segment of the agricultural community. Sometimes it's a patchwork of all kinds of things. I was, speaking of patchwork, the ingredients and how science tinkers with ingredients. I think the best way for me to demonstrate what the difference is when you have nutrition labels that are required for most foods, I'll take milk as an example. When I was selling raw milk on my farm, and this is anathema to a lot of dairy people because they don't think raw milk is good. In fact, most of you grew up on it. I certainly did. And it was, if it's clean, it's the best possible thing for you. So anyway, the labels that I produced, I did too. I took a label off of the locally owned, well, it's not locally owned, the local DFA, Dairy Farmers of America farm, used to be the Suiza family. Well, they're still kind of involved. Anyway, they post their nutrition as they're required to. And basically, if you look at it, there's nothing in the milk because with the impact of lasering the milk, microwaving it to get rid of all the bugs and get rid of all the danger that may be in the milk, the flavor goes and the vitamin content goes when you cook it like that. So put that label. This is what I'm suggesting. Put a label, whatever it is that you have. Maybe you're selling pickles or something, and you put an ingredient label on the side. Compare what you are selling, what you've raised, what you are preparing nutritionally with anything you buy in a store. Great way to have people look at this and just encourage them to look at the label. What was raised on our farm, this is what you get. And what's raised or what they sell in the store, this is what you get. And so, and labels are very important. I was looking this week at some information that came from a bioengineering company about genetically engineered food, the ingredients in genetically modified organisms, GMOs, that have to be required, they have to be explained. So you know how they're getting around it? They don't want you to see that it's worthless. So they put a QR code to supposedly guide you to more information. But it takes a little effort to use the QR code, so a lot of people don't do it. If you did, I encourage you to do it because you'll see that the whatever it is that you're either drinking or eating has most likely been modified. That's why they don't want you to see the label, the ingredients, if you will. And so the USDA wants to provide a uniform national standard for labeling bioengineered food. What will happen when you look at those labels, the reason the companies don't want you to do it, you think that ChemChina, you think that ADM, you think that Dow, you think any of these big outfits want you to read the label? Hell no. No, they don't want you to read the label. That's why they're using QR codes, because it's more difficult to access the information. Anyway, there are maybe in your state different labeling requirements. Just put your best foot forward. Make sure people know what's in the food, how you grow it. I will tell you, people are going to be very appreciative of that for sure. There are a lot of watchdog organizations right now. The new rules that were passed by the Food and Drug Administration, some of the smaller farmers say, have too many loopholes for consumers to look at and understand what they're really getting in the foods. But again, go back to the farm, the local farm, and buy, do your thing, buy local, and the farmers will, the idea of having people understand what they are reading, what they are eating. A lot of this changed in the pandemic. Supply chain went all to hell, and now the same thing is happening. So you have a great, really great framework here to enhance your customer base by telling them what really is in the food and comparing it to bioengineered food. And, I think that especially when it comes to bioengineering the animal feed, and so from the animals are going to be what the milk's going to be, the beef's going to be, whatever you put into the cow, it's like a human. You are what you eat. So if there are a lot of things that are in the feed that are not good for you, you give them to the cows, they're still not going to, when they come out in the beef, they're still not going to be good for you. Something to think about. The president is trying to work with farmers. He says he's trying to enhance local farming. He's talking to his people about cutting meat prices. How do you do that without subsidies? See, the biggest problem right now with the White House is that they're pulled in so many different directions. Climate change warriors, environmentalists are going way out to make it difficult on farms to farm. And hopefully that, I mean, we see that all the time. I see it on my farm, and you do on yours, I'm sure, as well. So anyway, I'm rambling a little bit, but it's because I want you to kind of do your best to explain through nutrition labels what it is that you have versus what your competitor in the grocery store has. Most people will be satisfied that you have done a great job and that your stuff is preferable. I'm Doug Steffen, talking about MyPillow right now, offering this BOGO extravaganza right now through the month of May. All MyPillow products are on sale. So please take a moment, look at the catalog, MyPillow.com, look at the catalog and see what's there. You can get the buy one, get one free deal on the Giza bed sheets, on the elegant MyPillows, on the six-piece towel sets, the rolling, any of the pillows they have are in the BOGO deal. Just go to Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box there. Enter DJV in it at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code, and you're not going to miss the incredible opportunity to buy one and get one free on a lot of the select products at MyPillow. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the discount code DJV.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I.com, to get started.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Back on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen with a lady who fascinates me, the idea that she has worked as hard as she has and has come up with something that is so significant. Amy LaBelle is here. She is a winemaker. She is a mother. She is a cook, or maybe perhaps better put, a chef. So, Amy, what's the difference between a cook and a chef? That's it. That's kind of penetrating, isn't it?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm excited to talk with you. The difference between a cook and a chef, well, I guess, you know, you'll get different answers from different people, but in my kitchens at LaBelle Winery across our three properties, the chef is the head of the kitchen, and the cooks are everybody else. You know, I think technically speaking, you know, a chef has probably gone to culinary school and probably has a degree. So, yeah.
So what's your story? Where did you begin this journey?
Well, my story starts way back when I lived in Boston, downtown Boston. I lived in a 608-square-foot brownstone building, traditional Boston architecture, you know, beautiful place, but teeny tiny. And I was practicing law in Boston. So I'm a lawyer, a former, or we could say a recovering lawyer.
Good for you.
And I had been practicing law about 5 years when I took a ride up to Nova Scotia, Canada on vacation. I had just gotten this wonderful in-house job at Fidelity Investments. So every young lawyer, you know, dream to go in-house to a big major company from a large law firm. It was, you know, a great opportunity. So I just started there, went on this little vacation up to Nova Scotia, and I took my car with me over on the ferry, and I was driving up the east coast of Nova Scotia, just south of Halifax. And I came across a sign on the side of the road that was painted with a little, you know, white arrow that kind of said winery this way. So if you can see it in your mind's eye, there's kind of this rustic sign with a white arrow on it pointing down the road and said winery. And I said, great, I'm going. So I turned down that dirt road, and I stumbled into this little winery that was teeny tiny. It had to be maybe 1,200 square feet. And they were making blueberry wine that day. And something about the sights and the smells and the people and the happiness, it just grabbed me. And I had this kind of epiphany moment where I said, and I felt so strongly in my core, like, wow, I think I'm supposed to be doing this. I've missed my calling. I need to learn how to make wine, like, right now, which was not a rational thought at that moment. I had, you know, only been practicing law 5 years. I'd just gotten this great job, as I mentioned. I still had $103,000 in student loan debt. And I said, you know what? I got to figure this out. So for the rest of the vacation, I obsessed about how I could learn how to make wine, I was a business lawyer, so I was writing a business plan, you know, how much could it possibly cost? How could I fund it? How could I make it work? And, long story short, I ended up, getting home from that vacation, beginning to learn to make wine. Just a couple days after that, I made my first gallon of blueberry wine in my Boston brownstone on the fourth floor there. And it took me 4,083 days from that day to open my flagship winery in Amherst, New Hampshire. And that's 12 and a quarter years.
She's got to have how many hours and minutes and seconds? That's kind of
exactly.
Cute.
It was a lot. Really, and, you know, yeah. I know those days. I counted those days because I forced myself to do one thing every single day to make that dream come true.
I'm going to find out whether you can make wine out of carrots when we continue here. We're having a great conversation with Amy LaBelle, who's the founder of LaBelle Winery. Go to labellewinery.com to check out the facilities that she has and the story. This is a great formula for success. Maybe some of you might be able to start wineries on your farm, growing grapes, etc. All these ideas, courtesy of the American Family Farmer.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest.
Back with our guest, Amy LaBelle is here. She's a winemaker, she's a chef, and she's a cook. She's actually in the process of putting together a television program that ought to be pretty exciting on the Food Network, or one of the Food Networks, correct?
That's correct. That's the hope. We are we filmed a short sizzle reel or pilot that focuses on my life as a winemaker and running a busy winery with 270 employees, and also centers around how I'm still running my family while I do all that, because I have two teenage sons and life gets pretty busy. So should be an interesting lifestyle show. We are talking with networks now and hoping to get that filming soon.
So how much do your sons help you on, you have a farm where you grow the grapes, right? And then you use the grapes, or how are you accessing grapes for the winery? How do you find them?
Yep, that's correct. We have six and a half acres planted to grapes. So that does not give me enough grapes to run my whole winery. We can pull eventually 3 acres of that is pretty new, so we're not harvesting from that yet. But the three plus established acres give me about 13,000-14,000 pounds of grapes a year. And I use another 80 ton from other farms. So, yeah, we have to bring in an awful lot, because I would need hundreds and hundreds of acres of grapes to make this work, you know. So we partner with lots of really great farms across the country, in New York predominantly, some more close in Maine and in Massachusetts, and then we bring some grapes from as far as Washington State.
So I'm told, I don't know anything about this, one of the ladies who's a co-host with me on the Daily DJV program is a sommelier, and she's a wine expert, and is familiar with what they grow in California, because that's where she's from. And what I've heard over the years, and I understand this because I understand the different qualities of soil from different regions, and how everything will, if you pay attention to it, will, like corn grown here will taste different than corn grown in Ohio. Or carrots will taste different here than carrots that are grown in Florida. Because the composition of the soil is different. So how do you blend all of these things, or do you, to come up with wine that people will recognize is your wine?
It's a great question, and it goes to the concept of terroir in winemaking, and that is really exactly what you just said. It is the study of how different soils affect grapes and their flavors, and how those flavors transpose into the resultant wine. So, you know, in order to make a Malbec, for example, you know, Malbec is Malbec. It has certain characteristics no matter where it's grown. But then there are nuances that come in from the soils depending on where it was grown. And also, you know, depending on the climate in which it was grown. So whether it was, it's a hot climate or a cool climate or a humid climate, these things all impact the eventual and the ultimate product. So, you know, we recognize Malbec because of its predominant characteristics that exist across the grape, no matter where it's grown. But the nuances, that's where the fun part lies in winemaking. You know, you get to kind of draw out certain characteristics through both the terroir and the soil and the climate in which it was grown, but also in your winemaking techniques and what yeast you choose. There are hundreds of things that impact the end result.
Right, and I think that's one of the things that you notice certain, well, it depends on what the food is or what, in this case, the grape is, because you do. I know when I buy grapes to consume myself just because I love purple grapes, there is such a difference in the way they taste depending on where they're grown. It is amazing, and I know it has to have that same impact on wine. All right, we continue in a matter of moments. Amy LaBelle is here. Happy to have her along telling us about her wine experience and maybe some ideas for you. Maybe you can grow wine or grow grapes for her on your farm. Who knows? We continue in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working, not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Lawmakers in both parties are beginning talks on gun legislation with red flag laws on the forefront. This comes one day after a gunman killed 19 children and two adults at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax curtailing gun ownership would not have stopped Tuesday's massacre.
We already have laws against killing people, and this guy apparently didn't care what the law was. Having a gun law that told him not to have a gun would have stopped any of this.
Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick will head to a recount. The narrow margin between the two candidates triggered a mandatory recount under Pennsylvania law. Counties in Pennsylvania must begin recounting ballots by no later than June 1st. They must finish their recounts by June 7th at noon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The shortage of baby formula took center stage on Wednesday. Reporter Tim Berg has the breakdown.
Some states are facing serious shortages of baby formula. A House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to investigate the Food and Drug Administration's role in the shortage. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse, or were they caught flat-footed? Or, as I believe, both. No matter the reason, it's not acceptable.
He says he wants to know why the FDA didn't act if they allegedly knew about the shortage 3 months ago.
A fraudulent petition signatures report has been referred to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel on Wednesday. A suspected signature forgery operation is compromising ballot placement for 19 candidates in Michigan, including half of the 10 Republican gubernatorial hopefuls. Michigan's Board of State Canvassers will meet on Thursday. Norm Schinkel is a Republican on that board. He spoke with the Steve Gruber Show on Wednesday.
I hope we can get to the bottom of it, but we got to prosecute.
Some 3,000 sailors are flooding New York City for Fleet Week. Members of the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marine Corps will hit the streets in their uniforms as their ships dock around the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Amy the Bell is here, Doug Steffen with Amy, and the story of her rags to riches. I guess probably it isn't because she was a lawyer before, but it sounds more dramatic, Amy, if I put it, the story of a woman who started with nothing and has now this big winery. Well, you kind of did start with nothing, right?
I did. I mean, let me tell you, there were some lean years. College and law school were lean, and there were definitely times when we could say it was rags to riches, for sure.
Yeah, right. So the way you construct your day, I was just thinking, with those of us who do have, with me, my farm is a labor of love. It's, you know, my business is the radio business, but my farm, my vocation is radio. My avocation is the farm. Been around cows all my life. So it's just natural for me to want to have this in my life. With you, you came upon it a little bit later, but you have a number of things because of the number of restaurants that you have, the fact that you have to be able to make sure the quality of the wine, the production of the wine is consistent. There's so many things to develop here. How do you find the restaurants in Amherst, New Hampshire, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Derry, New Hampshire? How do you work your days?
Oh, well, every day is different for me. Every hour is different for me. I have to kind of block, you know, chunk my days, you know, into manageable sections of work. Mm-hmm. But I also have a really, really great team. And, of course, as my company has grown, so is my team and the people I have to rely on in order to get all this done, right? And I'm just really grateful to have grapes to to see from beginning to end, you know, that we just had bud break, which for us in the grape world is that beginning unfurling of the leaves. And we've got those beginning little baby grapes coming soon in the next week or two. And then, you know, I'll see those all the way to the fall when we harvest and begin the winemaking process. And every winemaker wants to control her grapes at some point. You know, buying beautiful grapes from other farms is a wonderful thing, but I'm just so grateful that I have the opportunity to nurture those grapes with my team and watch them get through the whole process and then become a beautiful bottle of wine for you and your family. Such a blessing.
So you are gratefully grateful, then, one might say, if one was to be corny.
Absolutely. Gratefully. Right. I like it. Yeah. I like
it. You can steal that. It's okay. So now, in terms of what goes on, you have other product because, I guess, of your love for cooking. You've got the wine that sort of stands on its own. But then somehow you were motivated to start a restaurant, which incorporated, obviously, the wine that you have that you've made yourself. And then other things. So you got three restaurants. Is this sort of a regional thing? Can this become a national thing? Where does that go?
Well, you know, that's kind of the dot, dot, dot. We'll see what happens, right? It's, you know, I've got more energy in me to keep building this brand. Mm-hmm. I think what we've created is special and different. And we always have had this focus on creating a place for the community to gather. So that's why there's an event center and a restaurant, and we do tons and tons of cooking classes and wine classes, and we let other people from the community come in and teach yoga classes in the vineyards and all kinds of awesome stuff to just bring our community together and put people in a position where they can make community connections, they can learn from us, learn from one another, and then hopefully they go back home and they create the recipes that we've taught them, or, you know, enjoy wine in the way that we've educated them on wine, and they can put a smile on their face and think of LaBelle Winery as a place that provided that great memory for them, you know. So that's been incredibly important to us. And one of the ways that we kind of are connecting community with the land and with the farm, well, there are two really, but one is that we also grow a lot of our own produce and herbs and garnishes for the restaurants right on property. So you'll often be at LaBelle and see a chef kind of dashing out the kitchen door to get some basil for this or that, or, you know, warm tomatoes off the tomato plants for your salad. Sometimes you'll get a salad and it'll still be warm from the sun, you know. It's a special, special place because of all these little details that we put into our love of what we do. The other way we get the community involved is that we have a vineyard club at LaBelle, so you can sponsor a vine in the vineyard and it becomes your vine and you get your name on it and people come and take pictures with their vine. It's building quite a beautiful community of people who are Vineyard Club members. And we've got about 150, 200 members now, and they are invited to harvest. And so these special people who own in quotation marks, a vine in my vineyard are invited to harvest. They come at, you know, 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday or a Sunday, come harvest time, and we all gather, 150 people or so, and we go out for 2-3 hours. We harvest everything in the field, and we get that in so that I can begin the winemaking process. And then we all sit down to a giant family-style brunch, and we enjoy the wine with that brunch that we picked the year prior.
Really?
So this sense of community at that event is spectacular. Mm-hmm. I've really never experienced anything like it. It's really quite a day.
Well, I think people are yearning now, maybe as we've come out of the pandemic, people want to spread their wings. They want to travel. They want to see. And so one would wonder, in your particular case or event, this is like, you know, some people call it agritourism, event destinations, whatever. I have things going on my farm that bring people connected to ice cream, connected to the cows, connected to the other animals that are there. And I wonder, in terms of where we are right now, the craziness in the world, what the ancillary costs of doing. We all know when we go to the store and buy things, or we go to the farm and get produce, it's getting expensive. So how does that reflect on what you can do to have a profitable business?
Well, it's tricky. It's getting really, really tricky to run a profitable business that can still, you know, take care of my employees and my community.
Right.
We have two interesting pressures on us right now that we did not have pre-pandemic. One is this rising cost, as you mentioned. So, you know, food costs, grape costs, cost of goods is just going through the roof. Trucking to get things to me is going through the roof.
Yeah.
So we've got that cost pressure, but we also have the employment pressure. Finding enough employees to be open full time has not happened since pre-pandemic. So we are not open full time in any of my properties, which is really, really disappointing. And then the cost of labor is rising too. So, you know, we're having to pay people more and more and more. So our, you know, products are getting more expensive so that we can pay for that. So it's been a really interesting time. You know, we had the pandemic and we fought like crazy to get through that and make it through that terrible time for our hospitality business. But now we've got this post-pandemic, we say kind of like a second pandemic of, you know, not enough employees, costs going crazy, and how we're going to make it through that. So we feel like we're now kind of in battle number two. So it's been a really challenging time. We're having to get very creative and change the way we do things in order to continue to provide the quality that we are known for. And so it's a challenge for sure, and it's very, very difficult.
I think you're right. Help-wise, you got to wonder where all the help has gone. You know, all that frustration, what America is known for, is people like you coming up with business ideas and making them work. But are we short-circuiting that by the realities of what's going on, not only here in our country, but around the globe? Continuing our conversation in a few moments with Amy LaBelle from LaBelle Winery. Check out her website, labellewinery.com. I'm going to find one of the, I'm going to tell, let you tell me which restaurant to come meet you at so I can get a great experience. Maybe I should just, we should do one of those. Didn't they used to have, like traveling, you could do blind restaurants, you know, start at one and not know where the next one is, just have kind of a Saturday night of going from restaurant to restaurant. There's an idea. All right, okay. Amy, hold on a second. I'm going to do a couple of things here, including remind folks about how to make sure that the weight that you've lost through this past season, everybody gained lots of weight during the pandemic. We did. So now how are we shaking it off? Many people have gone on good exercise programs, weight loss programs, diets, whatever. And that's all well and good, but when you get to the end of that, then how do you keep the weight off? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin can help and has with millions of people in the past 25 years to create an atmosphere that's all natural. Very simple formula, actually, put together by a doctor and his nurse, who is, I think, became his wife. Calitrin, the whole story about the family and how this was all put together, what the ingredients are, the success stories. You can talk to a consultant. You can really, really learn a lot about your body. Three ways to take Calitrin, the powder, the capsule, the liquid, all of them available right now at toploss.com. And when you check out, use the DJV code, the discount code DJV, get free shipping and access to things like the current deal. Buy three and get three free. That's the way you enhance your own ability to feel good about yourself and all the work you've done. Lose that weight, yep. And then support yourself by keeping it off with the all-natural Calitrin, available now at toploss.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
With Amy LaBelle, I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. So in terms of the way you want people to know about the opportunities, whether it's job-wise, it just, I'm with you. I'm finding it very frustrating to find anybody that will come and stay, and you're paying a lot more, and you know, at the end of the day, what are you getting? How much government involvement, all of us in business, I wish we didn't have to worry about the government, but it's the government, the government, the government. How much of that is either supportive or a problem for you?
It's always tricky when you're in the alcohol business, especially. So I've got kind of normal business regulations always piling up on us. But in addition, we have the layer of the TTB, which is the government arm that oversees alcohol production. And then I have a state government that oversees alcohol production. Chiefly existing to collect their taxes, I suppose.
Yeah,
but,
right.
There are also, the regulations that sometimes conflict between state and federal, and that's something that's really hard to keep track of. So that just bit us recently. We had a tricky situation where we had some youth labor problems where our state law allows us to have youth employed until 9 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
So we were following that, not realizing that the federal law says 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we had a sticky situation with that because we just didn't know. And it's, you know, that's no excuse. I get it. But keeping all these regulations.
Nah, there is an issue. There's way too much. Maybe you could come to a compromise, keep until 8.
No, then they'll throw me in the slammer for that. It's really tricky to keep this all under control as well as run your business.
It sure is. Well, my hat's off to you, and I look forward to spending some time up there. I'm going to come up, and I'm not a wine drinker, as you know, that you're going to send me some nice stuff, and I appreciate that. I think, though, that I'm more interested in your ability to run this business and to make it a success, an inspiration for people who are in the same circumstance, and that's what I try to do here with the time we have every week on the American Family Farmer. So congratulations, Amy. Again, thanks for being here on this week's American Family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Honey. 53 past the hour now, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you once again to listen to our podcast every week. Bob Kay, who is instrumental in putting this program together with me every week, has just told me that he has 504 American Family Farmer podcasts in the wing. If you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, all these podcasts are free for your usage. Wherever you get your podcasts, or at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or Doug Steffen Networks, wherever. But you'll find them. You'll find them restorative, helpful, inspiring. My thoughts here, this portion of the hour is usually, I do get sometimes off on my own thoughts, no matter what part of the hour it is. But I'm really here to opine now on the role of agriculture in your health. There's an article in The Lancet, which is the European Journal of Medicine, that explores the changing dynamics of agriculture and the context of increasing demands for food and the alterations that are coming in the food supply chain, especially given the fact that we have this real problem with getting fuel to bring things around, or even the fuel that we need on the farm to propel our tractors. Imagine somebody trying to sell electric tractors. I can't. That's beyond the beyond as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I don't pay a lot of attention to people who say agriculture pollutes the earth. It isn't agriculture. It's individuals who don't respect the planet, don't respect the land, don't respect you, don't respect water, they don't respect anything. There are those people around. You know it and I know it. They give farming a bad name. But most of you, most of us, who are in the small family farm business, we are interested in the environment. We protect, after all, it's our livelihood. Why would we befoul the soil? Why would we ruin the river? The people who are in these judgmentally oriented, these groups, whether they be government or private, 501c3s, motivation is good. Motivation is to be concerned about our atmosphere and the way food is grown, yep, and what goes into the soil, very, very, very important. However, there is a loss right now of people who are afraid to do things on the farm because they're accused, or they think they're going to be accused of contributing to soil erosion and a lot of things that really are not true. But because the people, in my estimation, who are enforcing these laws don't have any practical experience for the most part. They didn't grow up on the farm. Many of them didn't go to an ag school. And many of them support the use, even though they don't. They say it's bad, but they in their own property use pesticides and fertilizers and that sort of thing. I know that we need to use it because there are problems, and it's, you know, we want to get rid of this stuff as fast as possible. I don't use them, but I don't have hundreds and hundreds of acres. I have a pasture on the home farm, 94 acres open, and I basically drag the pastures. I don't fertilize them. I just drag them. So to spread around the cow manure and a little bit of chicken manure that's in the fields, that helps improve. It's amazing. You can watch, at this time of year especially, you can watch the grass growing, and the parts where there's some manure and there's some nitrogen, the grass is green. Ever notice that around a poop? Whether it's sometimes horse poop, mostly cow poops, out in the pasture. Around that poop is a real lush green. Oh, that's fabulous. I think it's one of the great things about Mother Nature. Those little microbes that are in the manure that start working their way out, they're the ones who enhance the soil and cause it to turn greener. And so you need more of that stuff. And you are, some people in the government are right. When you're using a lot of the products that come from the chemical companies, Dow, Bayer, Monsanto, you're not enhancing the soil. You are enhancing the seed, getting that to grow better, feeding the seed, but you're not feeding the soil. So hopefully we're trying to improve the circumstances, because the healthier the food, the healthier the outcome for all of us. A lot of women now paying attention, playing a major role in farming. And so in this circumstance, there's a little more sensitivity, because the men, God love you, all the guys that are farming, you kind of tend to do the old stuff because it worked. But now new people, children coming along, want to be on the farm. Women are getting involved for the first time and say, wait a minute, this isn't what they do elsewhere. I don't want to do that here. And so things are changing that way. But make no mistake, the food system and environmental health go together. Respect the land, respect the environment, be respectful. That's my word to the wise. Hopefully it's good for you. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.